The Giants going for their fifth win in seven games, taking on the D-backs and the always entertaining D-Baxter, the Bobcat, holding court there with the Giants dugout. We pick things up third inning, 1-0 Arizona, looking for more. Brandon Drury facing Johnny Cueto.
2-1 delivery. And Drury on the ground of the home base at left field. Here comes Blanco. Here's the throw by Parker. We're going to have a play at the plate. Safe. Down to second, Drury. And the D-backs lead it 2-0, and Drury's 2-for-2 against Cueto. There's a high fly ball to deep left. Off the bat of Hundley. Going back, Blanco, and this ball's out of here. Three-run homer for Nick Conley, and the Giants move on top by a score of 4-2. 2-2 pitch. And Pence the other way to right. That's well struck. Going back on it, the right fielder, and that's Hazelbaker. And this one is gone. Home run for Pence the other way. Two homers in the inning off Godley, and it's now 5-2 San Francisco. Swing and a ground ball right through Walker. Into right field, a run will score, the other runner to third. And it's 6-2 San Francisco. Runner goes, line drive, center field, that's a base hit. Another run will score. Fuentes gets it back in. And stopping at third is Parker. It's a 7-2 game. Hundley's got another RBI in his fourth of the night.
The Giants win for the fifth time in seven games, cruising to a 9-2 win. Johnny Cueto the victory, allowing two runs in six innings, striking out eight. The bottom of the Giants' order does the job. Jarrett Parker and Nick Hundley combined for five hits, five RBIs, and four runs scored. The Diamondbacks come up short against the Giants. Manager Torey Lovello spoke after.
It wasn't a great outing for Zach. I thought he was grinding through most of his work today. He had a couple of moments where he caught a little tailwind and made some quality pitches and seemed to get into a mini rhythm. But overall, I just thought it was a grinding effort for him. We got out to a lead. I think we had some good approaches. Brandon Drury hit the ball very well. Ray Fuentes, I thought, had a nice approach as well, as did Jeremy Hazelbaker. So, you know, you make four errors and don't pick up the ball and do the little things that you've been doing all year long. It's going to add up. When you don't get the pitching that you're expecting, it turns into a long night. But, I mean, the guys played hard. You look at the great play by Jeremy Hazelbaker late in the game. It's one of the things we do. We didn't shut down. We just made too many mistakes and couldn't get into the rhythm of the game. It was a very good celebration last night. To say that I'm surprised by the day today, I'm not totally surprised by the day today, to be honest with you. And that's not to make an excuse. We should be ready. We're a type of team that comes out and functions and does well under any circumstances. But yesterday was such an emotional high. I felt like this could have been a letdown. And we played well for a few innings, just couldn't maintain what we set out to do today.
Zach Godley takes the loss, allowing six runs, five earned, and four and a third innings. He spoke after the game.
I made a bad pitch, and Hundley made me pay for it. I threw it right where I wanted it, just a little high, and put a good swing on it. And that scored some runs, and then turned around and made a pitch up and away to a guy who's a really good bad ball hitter, and he hit one the other way. And it just... A couple of pitches came back to haunt me, and all in all, I made some good pitches in the outing, but again, they took advantage of it.
The series continues on Tuesday with Robbie Ray on the hill.